Bill O'Reilly here. Thanks for watching us on the No Spin News for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Well, the president's lawyers are busy. And I just want to review real quickly in case you haven't watched us all this week. There's a lot of stuff going on. Number one, I believe there was fraud in the election. Number two, was it fraud that overcame a 6 million vote plurality? I don't think so. Not at that level. That's too many. And so Biden got about 6 million more votes in the popular column than President Trump did. Both broke records, as you all know, because it was a record turnout. About 68% of registered voters cast ballots on November 3rd. But there was fraud. And I have isolated the areas, Atlanta, Fulton County, Philadelphia, Wayne County, that's Detroit, Michigan, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, so in those places, and maybe in Arizona, but Arizona is probably more of a, they have a hard time counting there for some reason. In those states, they're all swing states, and it's a crucial situations. There were misdeeds, maybe felonies that happened. So when the president dispatches lawyers to those areas, he's actually doing every American a service. See, I mean, this is what I'm not going to compare it to Hunter Biden on the merits, but it's like Hunter Biden. So what Hunter Biden did with the help of his father was wrong. Now, whether it's felonious or misdemeanor or nothing, I don't know, but it was wrong. And every American should have gotten the details of what was happening so it didn't happen again, so other politicians couldn't do it again, all right? But the press blacked it out because they wanted Biden to defeat Trump in the presidential race, so they wouldn't report it. That's just blatant corruption. I mean, that's all that is. So you flash forward to the election, most of the press doesn't want these recounts. They don't want to hear about what they did in Philadelphia and Detroit. They don't want to do it. And if you report it, you're a racist. And I'll get into that in a little while. And particularly in the inner cities where a lot of the corruption has taken place is minorities living there. And so if you look at that and question the corruption, you're a racist. It's the old card. So keep maybe a list of people in the media that you see doing this kind of stuff. Because what should happen is that all Americans say, look, I don't want to know if people are cheating in our presidential election. I want to know. So it doesn't happen again. And we can stamp it out. I was on a Bernie and Sid WABC radio show today, and they were talking about this with me. And Bernie McGurk said, well, you know, if there was cheating, then we have to do drastic action. I don't know about drastic. It just depends how big the cheating was. But I said, look, in every election, beginning with John Adams versus Thomas Jefferson, George Washington didn't have any opponents, so he didn't have to cheat. There's been cheating, every single one. And there always will be, because that's what people do in elections. But you don't condone it, and you try to root it out. But there's always going to be cheating, just like there's always going to be stealing and lying. It's always going to happen. And when you find it, you can't just chuck it. You have to put it in some kind of legal perspective. And that's what's happening now. So let's run down the facts. And by the way, I want to make one other point in case you haven't been watching this week. If I were President Trump, I would not concede the election. He doesn't have to do that.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11. 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So you know about this Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, right? So we reported a few days ago that she gave her husband's business close to $3 million while she was running for re-election this fall. There's the husband, okay? Tim Minette is the owner of the E Street Group. So Omar, who raises about $6 million to run, gives half of it to Tim for consulting. Here, Tim. So who do you think that $3 million benefits? Might it be Miss Omar? Come on. This is the biggest scam in the world, but it's legal. All right, so the law says if you are a sitting congressperson, you can't hire family members, but during the campaign, you can. Not when you're in office, but when you're campaigning, you can. So Tim gets $3 million. Now, there is no better illustration of corruption at the federal level than this. So Omar raises $6 million, a lot of it from California, Hollywood money. She's a member of the squad, the far-left socialists. She's a racist, in my opinion, my humble opinion. Let me put it this way. She says racist things. I don't want to be like the opposite. I'm not going to call anybody a racist. That was wrong, and I apologize. She says racist things. Let me give you an example of one thing she said. Go.
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. And so if fear was the driving force of policies to keep America safe, Americans safe inside of this country, we should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Skin color. That's what it's all about for her. All right. So that was the scam. I call, very respectfully, by the way, very respectfully, Kenny Marchant, congressman from Texas. There's Kenny, former mayor of Carrollton, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. And Kenny represents suburbs between Dallas, Fort Worth. So Kenny is on the House Ethics Committee. In fact, he's the minority chair, Kenny Marchant. So we say to his staff, Bill O'Reilly would like to speak to Kenny about an ethics situation. Kenny refuses to take the call. Now, if I were still doing the factor, you know darn well, Kenny would have grabbed the phone out of the guy's hand. But now he doesn't really know what we do. And Kenny really can't be bothered speaking to a constituent, former constituent. I used to live in Dallas. Kenny wouldn't take the call. So what I wanted to ask Kenny was, do you think this is an ethical violation from Congresswoman Omar taking $3 million through her husband? You gonna look into it, Congressman Marchant? That's all. So all I wanted to ask Kenny. Kenny wouldn't take the call. So you may want to catch up with Kenny. And here is where Kenny can be found. Put it up on the screen, please. All right. So there it is. 2304 Rayburn House Office Building, Washington, D.C. 20515. Keep it up. Keep it up there so people, and I always recommend you watch with a pen and paper. Kenny Marchant. Now, if you do, and there's a phone number too, 202 225 6605. But it's better because you get on the phone, you get a recording or something. Better you just drop a postcard or something. Please be respectful if you're writing in the name of the No Spin News and BillO'Reilly.com and the First TV. Please be respectful to Congressman Marchant. But you can tell him, you can say, listen, you know, Bill O'Reilly wanted to talk to you about Congressman Omar, and we need an answer from the Ethics Committee. This is corruption. This is why the federal government is so corrupt, because they find these loopholes and enrich themselves. Congresswoman Omar is a phony. Back with a final thought in a moment.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Okay, so let's do the final thought. I'm taking some time off. I'm a little bit delirious. My staff needs a break. We've been working very hard, as you know, since Labor Day. And I'll be off next week, but I'm going to be checking in. Anything happens, go to BillO'Reilly.com under Message of the Day, and I will weigh in, all right, with written commentary right there. So you check in. We got so many good things. We got all my radio interviews posted. If you have some time next week, it's holiday week, all right? But I'm going to be running around, and I'm going to be reading a lot, and I'll tell you what books I liked in the final thought when I come back. But I'm going to do some reading, do some breathing, do some walking. Not going anywhere. I usually down in the Caribbean this time of year. You can't really do that. It's such a pain in the neck to do it. And I miss it. I'd like to be underwater, but I can't. So I'm staying here on Long Island. Gonna relax, but I will be checking in to BillO'Reilly.com. I want you guys to have a great Thanksgiving. All right. This COVID thing is gonna end soon. I'm sorry about the election chaos. I wish we lived in a perfect country. We don't. I want you to keep the faith. Keep the faith. We are here for you. All right? We'll see you a week from Monday.